The biggest similarities that I found were that both had very low bond ratings, I would say, and that both had had to make some really difficult decisions. Both of them had backlogs of unpaid bills, for instance, and both of them had had seemingly some political challenges in that they're both states where they have they have an extensive safety net, for instance, social safety net, and yet also had a lot of political issues around resistance to raising taxes. And so I would say that those were probably the similarities. But it was actually fairly difficult to compare because beyond that, California and Illinois are very different places.
Yeah, what are some of those big differences, right, that you just mentioned?
Probably one of the biggest differences is that their revenue systems are just extremely different because California has, as I'm sure you know, Proposition 13, which limits property taxes. And so as a result, they're much more dependent on personal income taxes as a source of state revenue. And so personal income taxes are a huge part of their general fund budget. For instance, that makes the general fund revenues are comprised by about 70% of personal income taxes, and so that makes their finances different and more volatile, I would say, than Illinois'. California's economy is very different, certainly because of the high-tech sector, and it's a huge state. It's just gigantic, and it's growing. There's a huge growth trend in its population. For the last 70 years, California has added close to 500,000 people per year. And so there's challenges associated with that growth as well. There's a lot of, from a planning perspective, they're starting to run out of places for all these people to live. And so land is becoming very valuable. There's issues with agriculture and with, of course, water and, of course, with resources when you start adding that much population. But the upside of that is that it's a very dynamic and growing place, and the economy is bouncing back as opposed to Illinois, which seems to be still stuck. So, which we were seeing when we did the research in 2013.
Sure. In addition to the economy improving in California over the past several years, how has the state worked to resolve some of its fiscal issues?
The state actually in California in 2012, in November, voters did implement a higher tax rate for a personal income tax rate for and corporate income tax rate for wealthy individuals or higher income individuals, and so and that was a temporary tax increase that was implemented in November of 2012, but they just recently have been taking public opinion polls to see if there would be resistance to making those rates permanent or if people would be willing to accept making those higher tax rates permanent. And there seems to be about a two-thirds majority of the public supports making those higher tax rates permanent. So that's a difference right there. I know Illinois has had, they implemented a higher income tax rate in January of 2011, but then that was allowed to expire. And so there still seems to be this resistance to raising income taxes, even though they're nowhere near as high as the rates that people in California pay. And so there's this you know, continuing dialogue about making a progressive income tax in Illinois that will only apply to higher income individuals. But in California, that's really the norm. And so I would say that's one big difference. The other big difference, I think, is that in California, when they were going through the fiscal crisis, they made some giant cuts. They made, as I pointed out in the paper I did in 2013, California cut their budget in fiscal year 2008 to 10. They made cuts of on the order of 15% of the budget. And so all of us in Illinois were watching the headlines of, you know, people massively protesting these huge cuts to universities and education systems and so on. But things actually happened, and then things began to get better. Then people began to realize that if we want services, we have to pay for them. There was acceptance of tax increases and so on. And so I think that's another difference that I see.
And Nancy, before I let you go, if you were in a position to maybe be czar of Illinois for a day and had a chance to implement some policies to try and get the state back on firm financial footing, what would Czar Hudspeth do for the state of Illinois?
I think Czar Hudspeth would reinstate the higher income tax that was allowed to be phased out under Governor Rauner. I would restore the 5% income tax for individuals because I, as an analyst, I did see the revenues dropping precipitously after that the tax was allowed to phase out. And so being in California here, where it's considered to be relatively normal to pay fairly high income taxes for the services that we want to see. And so I would probably, the first thing I would do is reinstate the personal income tax rate. And then after that, start working on trying to figure out perhaps a more progressive income tax structure that, whether it's Representative Lang's or some other proposal, certainly most states do have progressive income taxes. And so Illinois seems to be, that seems to be one area where they could potentially make some reforms.